Thank you. Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, all continents, all countries in the globe. Welcome to this edition of Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, most handsome guy in a cheese scope, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I am super excited today because I've got two queens in the building, but we're going to start obviously with the ever beautiful and ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Oskumi, hi!
I never get tired of the adjectives because you are literally the only person who uses them.
I know, right?
So I never get tired of
you. Oh, no. Are you good?
I'm good. How are you?
It's good. When I did glow it, these days.
It must be the weight gain.
It's okay. I hope it's natural. Nothing else.
Because I can't think of anything else. Nothing else.
So you're not gaining weight because of that?
No, darling. Trust me, I'm not. Yeah. No. Here's
all right. But otherwise, you good?
Food. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We have another guest in our studio.
Yes, we are not alone today. She's back.
She's back by popular demand. And you can be highly interactive on our social media platforms. And you can be highly engaging with her. We had to bring her back by popular demand because we just did not have enough time to prick her brain in terms of all things jiggy jiggy heavy heavy. And we figured, look, in order for us to test the pulse even further, let us test it and pick her brain even further in terms of this particular topic. Oskumi, what are we talking about today?
Today we are asking the question, how do you know that you have had the best sex?
Okay.
You know, previously we asked the habits that people normally do when they've had sex. You know, what do you do after you've had sex? And people give us all kinds of things, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So now I guess the question we're asking is, what qualifies those things?
Yeah.
You know, we all have habits after sex that you do because you feel this was the best sex you've had.
Okay.
You know.
All
so
right.
Now we're asking, what is the measurement? How do you measure and how do you know that you've had the best sex?
Okay,
how
so.
How do you then say, yes, it's bona. Bona. Tampon. Tampon. We deliver things today.
So essentially, we're talking about the after effects, the calm after the storm, not before the storm in this case.
Yeah.
So we're measuring. So how do you know or. If you're having great sex, how can we tell that you're having great
sex? Because we all have mental scorecards.
Yes. And physical.
But by mental, I mean, after you've had sex with somebody, you're sitting there and you're saying, they ticked this box, they ticked that box, they ticked this box, they did this, they did that. Therefore, for me, this was
the best.
Sex. Yeah, the best, you know, that I've had ever or in a while or whatever, you mm-hmm. know. We all have those mental checklists.
We do.
Yeah. So what we're asking is what constitutes that those. Checklist?
All right. Let me, because I've got two ladies in the house, ladies first, I must hear from them. You'll definitely hear my checklist. But we had to bring her back, publicist, All Things Amazing. She was quite popular in our previous episodes. We were talking about celebrity couples. We had to bring her in again because she was loved and she also loved our platform. We had to bring in our famous... I told you last time, she works with big celebrities, but she's also a big celebrity on her own. Palesa, the surname, I don't want to destroy it because it's got such a... Jamiziko to it. Yes, I don't want to destroy it. Welcome to Mjolen Sex Podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me again.
Do you hear the voice? It's just like, hi. Okay.
Like, I was the voice on this podcast, but now she's just reigning over.
I know, right? I know.
I think she's trying to take my job.
I know. Haiku, right? On the down low.
Invite revoked. From now on, invite revoked.
Decline.
The last year, I'm going to be here. From her.
Yes, like, decline. But let's say you good?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. So, with you,
yeah,
let's jump right into it.
Uh-huh.
How do we know that Palesa has had the greatest long walk to freedom? So, how can... Oh, it's just a smile fest.
The laughter tells you that she knows. She knows when it happened and with who it happened. You have to tell us.
I mean, you really, in essence, need to think about it, right? We're all looking forward to, I think every one of us wants to know that we've had great sex with somebody.
Yes, with every encounter, you anticipate that it will be great. But oftentimes it is not. People will disappoint you.
I mean, and that's so true, hey?
Yeah.
Like, you will get into an interaction with somebody and that person will flip and disappoint you.
Yeah, and unfortunately.
I feel like a lot of the times men feel like they're the only ones that can feel disappointed. But the truth is that us women, we feel heavily disappointed too. It's just that it isn't as easy for us to be vocal about it, to be like, yo, guys, that sex was super disappointing. Mm, but, I mean, for one, guys, if we're going to be vulgar and honest about it, I mean, you need to literally be taken down to your knees. I mean, you need to be in a moment whereby you're having sex and it is kumanzi pants.
You know, there's a word, when you said that, there's a word that came into my mind.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I can say it out loud because I will offend people. No, I can't say it because I will offend people's sensibilities. So I can't say it. But I get what you mean when you say there's that one encounter where that man just does things to you that you can't even tell your friends about.
Yeah, man.
Because words fail you. Like you want to call your friend and say, Chumi, yo, you know, this is what happened last night. But words fail you. It was pants pezulu, upside down, up and off. But you can't explain it.
Yeah.
But that's how extreme and epic the experience was.
Ultimately, I just feel like as a woman, it is so difficult to sexually satisfy women. It's much easier to sexually satisfy a man, right? But, you know, really getting to that place whereby the woman literally is begging you for more is a difficult place to be, you know? So any man that finds that, I commend them.
I think, you know, when you speak about satisfying, you know, I really think it's because I think we've had an episode prior. I think we spoke about it at length about quantification of sex, right? And pinning things on time and pinning things on size. And we, if you've listened to most of our episodes with Dr. Zender, I think there was one episode, Dr. Zender, our gynecologist, who, by the way, now she's doing massive things with 157 now.
Hey.
Shout out to Dr. Zender, by the way.
Nice.
But she spoke about women have multi facets in their body.
Mm.
And that is why, remember when we did the foreplay episode, she talked about a lot of us tend to focus on penetrative aspects of sex. Mm. So a lot of us rush to putting it in. Excuse the pun. So we don't take time to explore.
Mm.
And I think the recent episode Moonchild did on Podcast and Chill when they asked about her sexuality. And he said she would rather have, because you can tell with her she's just dual, whether she's bisexual, but you can tell that she's free in terms of who she's busy with. But she was saying she would rather prefer a female because females have that finessing in terms of focusing on the little details.
But, you know, building on what you just said, ne? For me, then it means if you are going to measure the best sex you've ever had, it's subjective.
Mm.
Because our experiences are different. You know, for women who are in same-sex relationships, their experiences are going to be different.
True.
For men who are in same-sex relationships, for other people who are part of the LGBTQI plus community, their experiences are going to be different.
Absolutely.
As opposed to my experience as a heterosexual woman who is in a heterosexual relationship. Our experiences are different, you know. What sets me off and what makes me experience fireworks is different from the other people.
True.
So sexual experiences, as much as we might try to pin it down to one thing and say, this is what constitutes having the best sex, we can't, because our sexual experiences are different.
Absolutely. Mm.
Or am I wrong?
No, I think that you're very right. I mean, it's literally difficult. Even I think even if we were to compare one heterosexual relationship with another, the experiences are bound to be different either way. Because, I mean, what I like, you may not, you know. What I enjoy, the next person, may not. So either way, each individual sexual experiences are bound to be something that's very different.
Yeah. I agree, but I mean, look, let's look at it. I mean, it's just a pity we're having a heterosexual conversation. It's a pity because we're all heterosexuals. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I suppose our framework or our reference will always be from a heterosexual
point of view. It's a bit biased.
Yeah,
It is. But there are signs, natural signs. Right. I mean, if you go to, I mean, Healthline magazines stipulates them, right? So you find, remember what I said to you when I first saw you when I was home? I said, you're glowing. Yeah. So that's the first apparent thing I saw. It's like, there's a glow. Those who follow her on her social media platforms will attest to it. There's a specific glow. And obviously people who have had great sex or who are consistently engaging in sexual activity, that's the first point of reference, right?
Absolutely.
You firstly see the appearance because even the semen that my gender produces is essentially good for the skin. We've done numerous articles. Go to www.dailysun.co.za/lifestyle. You would see we've done numerous articles where we talked about the benefits of the male. Yes, you understand. So maybe that's the first point of reference, right? Especially with females. I'm not sure with guys it is as apparent because obviously our satisfaction ideally is somewhere in the lower regions of our body.
Prostate.
So we would always then measure if that was, you know, how happy we are if you wake up and it's morning side, morning glory, all things, salute, tent is standing right up there, everybody's saluting, and that sort of thing. So it tends to differ, right, Palisa?
I agree. It does tend to differ.
Tense.
I think that's where I want to keep it. It tends
But here's the thing. I mean, let's talk about you, Oskhumi. What are some of the how do we know with Khumi that the boxes were ticked correctly, and also with your bias as well. Mm-hmm. How do we know that they, and how will we pick up if they are maybe physical giveaways that, sure.
Okay. So obviously, y'all who are sitting here right now with me,
yes,
will not know.
Okay.
But those I have done the tiki-tiki pata-pata with, they can,
sexy time.
Yeah, those I've always had sexy time with, they can always tell that this one, she's... I says, baeche like a man. I'm a new happy, ujabulile.
Okay, baby.
Uji let da noneka 5 liter.
Yeah.
They can always tell. You know, I think... besides you doing a mental check of whether you've had the basics or not,
mm-hmm.
you can always tell if your partner enjoyed themselves.
Mm.
Your partner or whoever that you are having sex with, you can always tell that.
Very valid.
Oh, they kind of enjoyed themselves, or maybe.
They did not. Hey, man, I'm like a floppy
lingy.
Yeah.
I am a Tara sharp.
Yeah.
You can always tell. You know, besides the physical, well, so-called physical evidence that Lou mentioned, the glow, guys might maybe have an extra strut in their walk or whatever, most people will tell you that, damn.
You did great.
God damn.
You hit a nerve. God
damn, who's your mama?
Nice.
I understand that right in the moment you will get immediate feedback.
Absolutely.
That's how I think maybe a lot of us know. And that's why we can confidently say, I've just had the best sex or the greatest sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got immediate feedback, whether it was during the act or that person expressed it afterwards.
Yeah.
But under normal circumstances, you will get that validation afterwards to say,
no, really, it's all about motase.
Hi, Mara.
Motase. Ribeti.
Hi, Mara.
Ribeti.
Hey, Raucha Morogo Maralina. Hey, Warbo, Morogo Wachiwa Maralina. What's that king? Come, Hulukhang.
We hit it at the park.
Wangushisha.
No, Gahuishisha.
So that sort of validation then tells you, oh, okay. And also, you as the other party, or maybe as the recipient, if you will, you can also say, God damn.
You hit the...
Thank you.
That's
who about you hit the spot.
Before Balisa shares her sentiments, I mean, is it important that you're talking about audio cues is what they call them, right? So that is why we had a conversation about communication through sex. Is it important?
Audio and physical cues. It's not just audio cues, but physical cues. I mean, by physical cues, I mean the way the body reacts. We all react
to
each other's bodies when we...
You know?
Man, hardly busy get your body. That's why I get your body, because we get your body, the bodies are reacting to each other.
Yeah.
So it's not just an audio or maybe a visual thing, but it's also a physical thing. You're reacting physically.
But it's with you. How do we tell? How do we know that Mozart, Frank Sinatra, we're hitting the right notes?
I mean, for me, it's going to be quite evident when we're in the room. And it,
like a what?
The bone.
Like a what? Give us two cues.
A clear indication is going to be the bed. Ah, because of man's bounce. Ah, it's going to be wet all over. It's going to be thunderstorms, showers all over.
So it's a whole weather forecast.
You get it.
Okay. So it's a whole weather forecast. Okay.
Yes, but I mean, I'm also a woman who's very vocal. you know. So I clearly expressed to you, you know what, that I am enjoying what is happening around here. And I think that's super important to always let the next person know that, you know, they're hitting the right notes, right?
Okay.
It's very important to let them know that they're hitting the right notes. And vice versa. So that you guys know, okay, what do we keep? What do we let go of, essentially, right?
Okay.
So for me, that's the super important thing. And I mean, hi, guys. It's obvious, the moons.
So can we assume that you are a Frank Sinatra?
I'm freaking
if the notes are composed very intricately, that's how we can get the cue that this thing is actually happening majestically and beautifully. Okay. No,
I just like to let you know.
Okay.
Higher and higher.
So, okay. I mean, before I share my sentiments.
Sure.
because, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The most handsome also has got his.
No, the 32-year-old has got it. The 32-year-old has got to tell us.
Why is it important? I mean, and I wanted us to share. You know, I keep saying it consistently, and because clearly it's evidently important.
Yes.
Why is it important to always give cues? And I remember we've done a lot of episodes with Dr. Zender, with JP, as well as psychologists, where we talk about the communicative aspects of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it important to always express what you like? What you don't like, what you thought was okay, it was not distasteful.
Yeah.
Because that obviously ultimately obviously spools over to what you would constitute as great sex, right, Alyssa?
True. I think it's important to communicate because, like, you know, in a normal relationship, communication forms the basis of what keeps you guys alive, right? I think that the same attitude should be upheld in terms of communication in the bedroom, right? There's nothing worse than thinking that you're satisfying your partner, but in essence, you're not reaching any notes at all, right? And I mean, it doesn't mean that you're not somebody who's great at sex, maybe you're just not speaking to the way that your partner wants to be sexed, right? So it's a very important conversation in you being able to be comfortable and be like, look, baby, I like it when you touch me like this. I like it when you move like this, you know? So that I know and I can actually do that. It's almost significant to a love language, right? We have different love languages. I prefer quality time. You prefer words of affirmation, right? Even though we have different love languages, it doesn't mean that we don't love each other, right? It just means that we need to find a way to express our love in a way that you will be able to accept, right? So sex is exactly the same way. You need to be able to satisfy me and I need to know a way to satisfy you. And we need to be able to kind of reach that consensus in a way that we both satisfy each other in the bedroom and we are both comfortable with what we're doing so that we're both enjoying the experience, and it's not just one person.
Okay. Oskrimi, I think you're gonna have a problem. I think you're probably gonna be losing your job after you. I mean, just the voice.
No, besides the voice, like I'm gonna have to fight for the voice.
Love you guys.
Like, I think I'm gonna have to copyright my voice.
No, but I loved what you said about the love language.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that essentially is what contributes to the best sex.
Yeah.
Because it's just not about the physical.
Mm-mm, it's they about listening to each other, friend.
Listening to each other and listening to each other's bodies.
Absolutely.
That's why, you know, makgwabare, sex is a dance.
Yes.
You know, because it's just...
It's another form of communicating.
It's more than just about kolokela silo, karaga silo.
Yes.
There is more to it than just that.
Mm,
so I love that about the love language.
Mm,
and no, this voice is the official podcast voice.
No tickets.
I had to go there. I think for us as males, right? I think it's much easier. Indicators are much easier and apparent.
Yes.
Than females. But what I've tended to realize is, and I remember we had a conversation offline quickly before we went through, and we're talking about psychosexuality and the stimulus of the mental and
the mind
before the physical.
Mm.
Right? We're slowly moving into a space where there's men, both heterosexual and those who represent the LGBTIQ plus generation, who we're understanding that this dance that you called it and you coined it as sex requires a lot more than the physical.
Mm.
You know, we understanding that there's foreplay to it. We understand that there's, you spoke about love languages.
Mm.
You know, we understand that there's an exploration of other aspects of a human being, you know, because I remember Oshumi always says, sex is a exercise on its own, but it becomes even more of an exercise by exploring beyond the physicality, because when we had Ashley here, we spoke about the complexities of getting naked.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get naked with someone is...
It's a haunting experience.
It takes everything in you to,
yes,
to bear yourself.
Mm, I agree.
And I think this conversation, while we were talking about trying to figure out the indicators that people, and the cues that people can get in terms of what is it that satisfies, what is it that makes them happy, it's just a matter of saying, put what you love in the mirror and say, what is it that you like? Because sometimes it's metaphysical.
Yes.
It's a combination of both. It's a combination of physically and mentally. Right, Palesa?
I agree with you.
With you, is it the same?
It definitely is, because like you just said, a prime example of just the act of getting naked in front of someone that you love, right? Once you formed a relationship with someone, it becomes a bit easier for you to get down and naked with that person, right? When you guys break up and you now need to form that layer again with someone else, you know, it's another act of trust. It's another building up towards. It's a whole different act of trying to get comfortable with that person again, right? It's a different level of vulnerability that, you know, it really does require much from someone to be that vulnerable again, right? It's a difficult act of vulnerability. But it really is that.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Do that, sis.
And say that sometimes you might meet a complete stranger. Yes. And complete stranger, i.e. known as one night stand, and for whatever reason you might feel comfortable or safe enough to be vulnerable,
true,
and get naked with them, because there's naked and then there's naked where you are literally static in front of this person in your birthday suit.
Hallelujah.
You are as naked as when your mother received you into the world.
Look, no. I think, Oshumi, there's no formula to this. There isn't a formula to it. Like you're saying, you're very right in saying, Hore, you could literally be in front of somebody for the first time in your life.
And feel comfortable. Yeah.
And there's somebody that you've known for months on end and still feel like you gradually need to build up towards that. You need to hold back. You know?
Yeah.
There's no formula to this.
Does everybody agree with me? And I'm not trying to, like, to push a certain narrative, but I don't know. Am I justified in thinking let me just make it about me. Am I justified in thinking that if you are going to measure the best sex that you ever had, it is a subjective thing?
Absolutely.
There is no there's no universal barometer where we can all go and, you know, like earthquakes.
Yes.
Earthquakes, how they measure them, they say, because this earthquake, the magnitude was this, was this, was this, therefore the damages would be that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a universal thing. But I think with things like sex, it's subjective.
It is subjective.
There is no barometer where we can say, for us to measure whether you as an individual had the best sex is because you orgasmed 3 or 4 times. As a man, you came 5 times.
Mm.
You know, there was 4 hours worth of foreplay.
Mm.
So, am I correct in assuming?
No, you are.
In assuming that we cannot put a sort of a standard practice.
No, you
I'm
definitely
for the English word.
No. I think you cannot put a one size fits all on a person.
Yes, a one size fits all approach. Mm,
you can't put a one size fits all approach to someone's sexual experiences, because I mean it truly, each sexual experience has its own special experience about it, right? It's going to be subjective, as you've previously mentioned. So it's going to be difficult to say, oh, I had the best sex. The next person could literally enjoy one stroke, one round, and think that that's the best sex. And the next person needs 20.
Somebody could easily say, I had the best sex when I had sex in the pool or in the shower.
Precisely.
And then the other person was like, really?
Precisely.
How did you hold on to shit? It was so slippery. Like, what the hell happened?
Precisely that. Yeah. Our tastes, our interests, our feels, our emotions that are involved in sexual acts are all so individual and so different, right? So it is truly a subjective thing, and it's going to be very difficult for us to be like, look, because you enjoyed sex in this way, that makes you someone who's had the best sexual experience, right? I mean, as friends, we are open to communicating about it, and be like, you know, I my partner did this to me and touched me in this way, and I enjoyed it. Whereas the next person, I mean, a prime example of that is like the sucking of boobs, right? I know many women that dislike it, and I know many women that enjoy it too, right?
Like, show me hair. What?
I think for me, like for me, I think it's the most retarded act. Any man that's gonna suck my boobs bores me, right? But I know a friend of mine who loves it, and she thinks it's the most amazing and arousally pleasing thing ever, right? And it's crazy, because as much as we both enjoy sex, our experiences are so different around the same thing.
She touches the sky.
Why you want? And then now I'm thinking,
no, you don't.
Chumi kya robala. Kya robala buroko.
Why can't I touch the sky?
Bona.
Sky?
Please, guys. Skaribora.
Look, I think in conclusion, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was just to zone into, it was a reflective exercise. We wanted to show people that, whilst we always talk about Figile Mbalula's, not Figile Mbalula, I'm lying, Malusiki Gaba's, Prince KB's, we're always quantifying sex.
Yes.
And it's easy for us to talk about negative and bad sex, but it's not as easy for us to talk about good sex.
Yeah.
But this was just for us to say, look, take time to go back and say, hey, but I did have good sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had good sex because this was the evidence of it. And this was part and parcel of the exercise, right? Have that moment to say to yourself, I had fun with it. I had really enjoyed, stranger or not, Oskumi, whether you know the person or not, but you just said to yourself, look, I had good sex and I enjoyed it. You know, there was a song that said, I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I kissed a girl and I
did something similar. You had sex with somebody and you really liked it. And just take time to look at what are some of the signs in you personally that will be indicated to say, I was happy.
And also, I think for a lot of people, they measure against pornography.
You unrealistic.
You cannot measure against pornography because pornography is unrealistic. It's literally made up scenarios, you know. So for people who watch porn and who consume a lot of porn, they then tend to make the comparison to reality, and to find that reality is lacking. And in actual fact, the sex in reality was good, but because they had higher expectations based on what they saw on porn, for them now the experience was lacking. You know,
Very true. So
you cannot make that kind of. You just need to literally let go. As old, I told you, y'all know how old I am. So the older I got, I realized that in order for me to have the best sex, I needed to let go. Let go of preconceptions, let go of misconceptions and expectations. And some of these expectations I put on myself. They were not put on me. I put on myself.
Very true.
So I needed to let go of all of that and to just say, I need to enjoy this experience because I am pleasuring myself as much as I'm pleasuring the next person. So essentially, that's what sex is about. You just need to let go, pleasure yourself as much as you are pleasuring the person that you are engaged with in that whole experience.
But it's a parting shot? What are your parting shots? Are you sharing the same sentiments? I think Oshumi took the church out.
She definitely did. She took us home. But yeah, I think it's very important to have managed expectations about sex, right? It's very important to keep the communication alive, to talk to each other and basically understand each other's partners, because it's a very terrible thing to talk to your friend Umlungisi or Homo and be like, yo, chomi, it's okay, ne? Nala motoka rita 1, 2, and 3. And then Homo's like, oh, but me and my partner do 5, 6, and 7, right? And automatically compare that and then feel as though your sex life is in shambles. Know what you want. Understand it, right? As a person, especially in terms of sexual interactions, know what speaks to you, what speaks to your body language, what speaks to your sexual desires, right? And understand it most importantly. And once you're done with that, enjoy it. Sex is an enjoyable act, guys. Hi, please enjoy it.
I fully agree. That sounded like an ETV after 12. Emmanuel. But once again, a big thank you to Palesa for her.
Thank you for having me.
For amazing insights. And I hope everybody, once again, this was just an inward exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really that. Find what works for you. Find what tickles you.
Absolutely.
And
once you
found what tickles you, stay with it and articulate it. As we said in the episode. But once again, a big thank you to Palesa. Big thank you to you for listening. Guys, Remo Winter. Some people are going to be cohabitating with each other. Please make sure you're safe. Condomize everybody. Guys, we're dealing with several variants. Omicron has got another variant to it. Guys, please make sure you're safe. Please make sure you're getting your booster shots. You're getting yourself vaccinated if that's your thing. If not, sanitize. Keep yourself socially distanced. But again, you can be highly, highly interactive with us on social media platforms. Oshumi, where can people be engaging with us?
They can still find us on Facebook,
uh-huh.
Daily Sun.
Yes.
Or they can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Otherwise.
Or they can find us at our beautiful, beautiful forever home, www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many other episodes. Once again, everybody, a big thank you to Palesa for being part and parcel of the show. Big thank you to everybody who's been listening. Guys, our website is insane! Insane!
Beautifully improved.
Beautifully crafted. Just
it
like the people who host
absolutely
it.
Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. And again, because she's in the building, we're going to give her the privilege.
once again
to outro us,
to give us the best outro that we've ever had on the show.
We're gonna give her the privilege,
but this does not mean that she gets a permanent spot.
Exactly.
Like, give
me job. Let's excited. Let's get her excitement and think that she's gonna be permanently on the show. No,
but nothing beats this. The most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly. Even with two beautiful females in the building, I still buzz more than a beehive.
And y'all know that she's still Khomisi Abi, and she still does not have a cool outro, but hers does not beat mine.
Love and light, everybody. We leave you on the capable with the capable hands of Alessa.
Well, guys, thank you for having us. This is Lesser the Great, and I was with Homo and Mlu, and this was Umjola and Sex Podcast. Guys, please join us, and it is obviously jam-packed. Beke Lebeke.
Peace!